It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have another amazing guy I call a Delta Force Christian. Not only an intel agent, but with an MD, doesn't practice, but he actually has survived Iraq and survived an attempt to kind of put him through hell by giving him drugs on a stretcher. Remember that? And I guess they pissed you off to the point, excuse my English, they ticked you off to the point where you've decided you're going to tell the truth even if it kills you, because the Lord God will keep you alive or even resurrect you if he needs to. He's done it four times to me, and I'm going to tell you, I do not have a shut-up gene, and I'm going to tell the truth till the Lord says, you know, the last oxygen molecule I'm going to allow to be, leave your mitochondria, Deagle, and you're coming home. And I want people to understand that you cannot do good unless you do God and add an extra O. And whether you're in Iraq, or you're a medical doctor, or you're a journalist, or you're just a mama and dad working hard, or you're a bricklayer, you got to do God. You can't do what's in your own mind. And you have to be, God doesn't want a tithe of you. He wants 100% of you, doesn't he? He wants you to pray, which is the most powerful thing we can do, and let the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul tell you whether God's saying this is yes or no. And it's that simple. You don't think, I'm going to do a bunch of good stuff and God will like me. God loves you even if you're a monster. For example, believe this or not, and people may find this hard to believe, but it's written in Psalms, God loves the lost. In fact, he came primarily for the really badly lost, people like monsters. For example, remember he sent some of the ancient prophets to talk to the king of Babylon? In fact, when the king wouldn't behave, he actually made him a wild animal for 7 years. Remember that? God sent us to pray for people like Hillary Clinton's indwelt by transdimensional entity because their family are rotoms, they're wizards. They cursed her to be indwelt by a Draco reptilian monstrosity so she could be avatared like a video game. We have the Rhodes Society, where Cecil Rhodes, a high-level mason, set this up so they could find the most intelligent people by doing testing. And then 10% were psychopaths, and guess what they do? They give them a thing called a carte blanche. You may not know this, but people like Bill Clinton received a carte blanche after being tested to being very intelligent, but also have to be very damned evil. Could be controlled by the avataring, by the transdimensional entities that would control the bugger. And all these perverts, that's why I refer to Mr. Epstein as Agent Epstein. When it comes out with a pathologist, he didn't kill himself, he was killed. People need to start grasping, like, who would want him dead? I mean, when this latest very upset female research journalist comes out, and she actually has more journalistic cojones than any man to tell the truth and actually be really ticked off the fact that they hid it. But you found this, unfortunately, in the battlefield of all the weapons that were transferred over to Iraq, all the lies that were going on there, and all the evil that's happening still today. In fact, I just went over here 2 days ago and made a video, 18 minutes, with John W. Spring about the screw-ups that Donald Trump's done and the so-called advisors around him about leaving the Kurds to be sacrificed because they can't even travel down to even go to the place they've made a new alliance with Bashar al-Assad in Syria, crossing through Iraq. They don't have passports or visas. So they're going to be slaughtered by the Turks or by anybody else there that doesn't like them, and their land where they sat on the area where the so-called oil wells are. Why are we sending tanks and armored personnel carriers to protect the wells? Who's going to get the damn oil? I guarantee it's not going to our bank account. Who's going to get it? There's a lot of questions. I tell people, you know, the most important thing is not to think you have all the answers, but ask questions that'll empty your mind out of arrogance, self-interest, and thinking you know everything. Because if you don't ask enough questions to empty your mind, you're never going to get wise, right? So let's do that today. I want you to tell us some of your experiences and what you found that you've written in your book, A Midnight in Samarra, and the ugliness of what's not only happened there, but what's still going on in the Middle East. Please continue.
Okay. By the way, it's good to be here. You know, thank you. Thank you,
yeah,
Doctor.
We are at the forefront. Let me tell you, there's only a few people in history that make the devil shake, and it's people like you and me. He shakes in his boots like, damn it, Deagle's got Frank Gregory Ford on the show. We're in trouble, minions. These maniacs are telling the truth to all the people of Earth that may not die, not only physically, that may not be cast into the lake of fire and their spirits be annihilated by God, who's angry because now they're under judgment, not grace. See, God loves everybody. He loves the most vile monster abortionist. He loves the mass murderer. He loves the rapist. But they have to repent or they're going to get judgment. And the worst thing you can do on Earth, by the way, is not murder or abortion or whatever. You know what it is? disrespecting the word of grace given by someone who has a, who comes as a messenger, like a letter carrying from God, saying, you know, here's a love letter from God saying he loves you, he wants you to repent, and he wants you to become a son or daughter of the Most High God again. And when you spit on that messenger, there's nothing more evil, because you lose grace and all you got left is judgment, which means God said, okay, that's it. You're done now. You're going into the lake of fire. And people don't realize there's nicer people than me going to hell. A lot nicer. Actually, I don't think I'm very, very nice, actually. I will offer you help and anything free. I will do lots of stuff for you, even give you sometimes veterans free supplements, which, by the way, we have a sale on now, called the code is VETERAN, and you save 7%, including Lumen Photon. And I provide 98% of our free starter protocol. They don't charge you like hundreds or thousands of dollars. It's only if I actually start doing blood tests and imaging studies. You got to understand, though, I demand respect. You're damn well going to respect me or it's going to hurt. Because I want people to know, I don't care if you like me, because eventually you will. You realize, hey, Deagle actually cared enough to actually put himself in danger to help me and my mama physically. It also helped us spiritually so our country doesn't get destroyed, because Donald Trump is a game show host running this country, isn't he? The man is well-mannered in some ways. He's a little bit off-mannered in terms of his tweeting with stupid stuff he shouldn't, but he's a patriot. He wants a, and even says, I want to have a God and a nation and all those other things, but the fact is that Donald Trump doesn't respect the last 2 years of me trying with John Spring to get the truth to him about missile defense and about Russian nukes. He thinks he can, he deals with the border, but he doesn't deal with the fact that the Special Activity Division of the CIA is running the drug cartel, and that we created ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and even 2 days after 9/11, he admitted that there's no way those buildings came down with aircraft going into the building. But he's not saying that 18 years later, is he? Why? Because he's partially part of the liocracy, just like G. Edward Griffin or others I've talked to, like Alex Jones and even people like Mike Adams, who won't come on my show, who did the Gen 6 conference and said a lot of good stuff and truth about the alien connection and their plan to terraform the Earth with Project Scopex with globalist billionaires. No, no, no. I don't care if you say 79%. If you don't say the whole truth, you're an agent of darkness, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're there trying to put enough truth so that people will swallow the cyanide pill of lies, which will eventually destroy not only your future, but also your soul. I'm not going to give you cyanide truth. I'm going to give you the whole truth. I'm going to give you spiritual and intellectual manner to save your body from cancer, heart disease, and horrifying diseases, but also spiritually to save you. And you don't have to do anything for yourself other than do one thing. Shema, hear and do God's will. Pray and say, well, God, what are you going to do next? God's not a hard master. He will judge you as to whatever he thinks you can tolerate. And then he'll raise you as you show your proof to him that you're worthy to be raised. Believe me, I've been raised a lot. I have, over the years, become, can, you know, like, you know, sad, you know, like Superman, say, you know, journalistic guy that looks like he's just got a guy with a horn-rimmed glasses. That's me. I can't fly at the speed of light, but God's given me intellectually and spiritually superhuman abilities because I've gone through hell. He designated I go through hell. He even prophesied it 2,000 years ago to my ancestor that one would arise as Moshe. And by the way, Moses went through hell because he was thrown in a basket when he was born, put down the river, and was anointed to become the next pharaoh, to be adopted by the pharaoh's daughter. And when he killed an Egyptian, he had to flee to the land of Midian. And he came back because God gave, told him what for. You're going to go back to that guy, even though you're in danger of being killed or executed. And you're going to tell the Pharaoh what for. And believe me, Mr. Trump isn't going to get a nice, easy, smooth little ride with Barbara Deagle. He's going to get some truth. I'm going to show loving truth, but he's going to get the whole truth. And he's either going to listen now, or he's going to listen at the judgment seat. One way or the other, Donald J. Trump, or POTUS, is going to listen. And I hope it's before America gets destroyed and we go to war with Iran, because this week I got intel truth. Yesterday I couldn't get up. I got up at 4 o'clock and God was urging me, get up, get up, get up. I got intel sources that show not only the Iranians have guaranteed now they're so ticked off with us and what we're doing to them, they're going to enrich to weapons-grade uranium. The Israelis have announced they're going to blow up and bomb the crap out of Bashir because we gave them the aircraft and the bomber tankers, etc., to do it. Now, if you don't think we're going to have a war with Russia if Israel decides to blow up, sure, you're an idiot. We are not minutes and hours or days or years away from destruction. We're seconds. And God holding back the winds of judgment. He wants enough people to be saved. There's a large remnant of people that have turned to him. But we're really in trouble, and the churches are dead. Believe me, if you invite me to your church, I will come in free by video connection, and I will give a ministry to them. And when I'm finished, those pastors will be crying their balling their heads off. Because they realize they're leading their people to the false gospel to become pseudo-Christians. I call milk and cookie Christianity. That guarantees they're not by the side God. And they think they're going to get raptured. Those morons think they're going to get raptured when things get bad. No, they're not. God's going to rapture evil. He's going to take it out. And it's going to be vicious what's going to happen. Evildoers in this world are going to be taken out so there's only good left. And believe me, a lot of people are not saved by God. God considers them evil if they're kind of like mushy Christians or Muslims or Jews who believe in the Sephiroth Zion and the Temple of Babylon and believe in the Kol Nidre. You can do a bunch of sins, but you can be forgiven on, you know, Yom Kippur, one day of the year. Well, sorry, people, to burst your bubble. That's the formula for self-spiritual suicide, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, in other words, if you're not a Delta Christian, you're not one. You have to be ready to do anything for the Lord. In fact, when God sent me back, he said, "Now, Bill," he called me by my Hebrew name. By the way, I have a gift to actually tell people. Sometimes it takes months. But I actually tell you the Hebrew letters are the three Hebrew letters that designate your name on the white stone. Did you know that? I have that gift. I sometimes take months, and I have to have you write letters, and tell me all the gifts God's given you and have a dialogue with God in prayer. And after a period of time, some people would never get there, but some people I can tell in the first few weeks. And I'll actually send you the three Hebrew letters and explain the word pictures of what the letters mean, what God's name has called you on your white stone. And when he called me, he said, "You know, Bill," and he done it telepathically in heaven, he said, "You know, after he showed me the destruction of the earth with a nuclear war," he said, "Now, if you go back and you follow me and do evil, I will annihilate you. I'll destroy you." And I said, "God, I love you so much. I will go back and serve you to save the people of earth with the truth, in spite of the danger of having my name taken from the book of life." And he cried and he said, "Not since your ancestor Moshe has anyone said that to me. So for this reason, when you fall and become a monster, I will shake your ugly human carcass and I will make you a son again." And he did. And if you don't take that approach to God, that every day, there's no such thing as one saved, always. It's one of the most vile things that I've heard. "I've been saved. I can do anything now. I can be a pervert. I can abuse people. I can steal them. They're tough. I can kill babies. I'm a saved man." No, you're not. If you don't stay saved to the last moment of your oxygen molecule, lose your mitochondria, you're going to be annihilated. People don't know that, do they? They don't have the blood of Jesus on them until the last moment that they breathe their last on earth. It's important, isn't it? Are you still there?
Okay.
What I want to do is, I'm not done the intro. I want you to get into it. Because I want you to understand that the testimony you have is pretty powerful. Your book, In Samara, is the journey of a man who is a powerful Christian now, who's gone through living hell, attempts to probably murder you, and attempts to silence you afterward. I'm sure you've had lots of attempts to silence you because you're saying things that are pretty dark and irritating and inflammatory toward the dark side. Please continue.
I'm sorry, Bill. Your audio is fading. Is there any
No, turn it up, okay? If it's fading, it's because Moss has to turn it up so you can hear me.
Okay.
Moss, turn it up. Can you turn it up, Moss?
Okay.
I'm not going to have my connection's good. So it's got to be something dealing with I call Supermat and the NSA, because it's done kind of stuff to me. Couldn't be able to see it. So I know my audio is from my end. So you can start talking, because this is the first thing from one way to the other. God will serve it, so.
Okay, I'm not reading you 5-5. I'm catching every other word.
Oh, really? Okay. I see something about the internet now. Look at that, hey, there's an internet. Shut that guy and eagle down. Well, we're going to get it. See if I can get my connection back.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And I don't hear a bumper, so I assume we're back. Are we back?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, Frank, we're all set. I want you to continue because I want people to sort of grasp what's going on here. We just had our internet go down, so we had to go by phone because obviously the dark side says, that guy, Deagle, needs to shut up, so they're going to take his internet out, which they've done before, by the way, when I do a show. Sometimes they'll attack everything. They'll attack my internet. They'll attack my phone. They'll attack any other way of me contacting the studio. I used to have an ISDN line through AT&T, and about a year ago, AT&T decided, we're just going to discontinue it. I said, I'll pay everything for the ISDN line. No, 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 we're going to discontinue it. So I used to have a backup. I even had a satellite dish. One of these satellite links, so it's rather wrong, okay. But the internet went down. I had a backup. So,
okay.
Yeah, just a second. I'm getting a message calling in through here. By the way, the sale is still on too. It is the veteran sale, 7% off. So people need to know that. So, Frank, let's continue.
Okay. Yes. By the way, I detected just listening to this your last broadcast, Bill. I detecting a meekening. What's called MeeGee, meekening, intrusion, jamming, and intercept. Okay, you can take your pick, but I think the signal was waffling between intrusion and intercept. Okay,
so right, yeah, we got to understand this. I have guys inside the NSA that contact me. 2 years ago, I had somebody actually send me the fake birth certificate of Barack Obama in the original. I've got guys inside the Pentagon and engineers I can contact. People inside CENTCOM. So I'm not like alone, okay? And one of the reasons why the dark side is very concerned is because I'm linking up spiritual truth with geopolitical and health truth and the real overrulers of our world and the actual scheme that's going on. Just like the Gen 6 conference is correct, gen6.com. And the next one's coming up in mid-July. Now, I'm trying to get everybody on there. Right now, I can't get Steve Quayle. He's too busy. I don't know why because I've had him on in the past. I can't get Mike Adams, because Mike, has some connections that make me concerned, just like Alex Jones. I don't care where he came from. I would even have Alex back on my show, but you know what? He's going to show intellectual respect to Dr. Deagle. I want to make sure I get their witness, but I'm also going to cross-examine him like a good cross-examining spiritual attorney, if you want to call it. So I want you to give some more evidence of what's going on. You mentioned a couple of things. Obviously, you know about these tech things and how they can actually interfere with your signal and shut you down, which they just did. Go ahead.
All right. Now, I'll put a rush out here for a public service message. I want to thank, by the way, I just did an interview on Russia Today, and I would like to thank everybody that watched. Several thousand people saw that interview with me.
Okay. Right. It was concerning midnight tomorrow. You sent me the link, and I'll post it up. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. But it was on Russia Today, Frank Gregory Ford, Midnight and Samara. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're on RT.
Yes. Right. And what it appears to be is that several people saw it, several thousand people saw it, and I had probably several hundred people call in, and the first thing they said was, what is wrong with this poor guy? All right? Something's really wrong with him. Okay? That is one reason why I like to, first of all, go on the audio, all right, and I really don't like to be the target attack from our president, who likes to go after military people who put their lives on the line and done what they thought was right and ended up being like myself. Being damaged, severely damaged, all right?
Right.
I spent most of last year in the hospital as a result of my military missions and assignments.
Right.
Okay, so that's why I'm taking this a brief moment to say thank you for those people who called in and said, please, what's wrong with this poor guy? Okay? That's what's wrong with me, okay? I was renditioned. And I was actually interrogated, tortured with MK Ultra drugs in my system, and that's why. By the way, all those drugs that I was given were all the drugs that have been outlawed by the Nuremberg Accords. Okay, And
you mean
that's
you mean
why
like BZ,
only
which is long acting LSD, right? Things like BZ, right?
Intelligence right. people, and they were designed to provide a memory wipe, a memory
right.
wipe for the people that we have, okay, that actually run afoul of the what is it? The neocon issues, okay. And when I say neocon
right.
issues, I mean Republican issues, as in the Jeffrey Epstein issue, as in the John Negroponte issue, Nick Negroponte, all of these people that were responsible largely for the whole debacle of St. James Island, the,
right.
the pedophilia issue,
right.
and also. Okay, as I saw today, okay, the Iran issue, the nuclear issue, okay.
Well, we gave Iran tons of weapons,
and
the
attacking
right?
of the Republican whistleblowers, okay?
Right.
So that I'd like to say thank you to all those people who called in and said, please, what is wrong with this guy? You know, we'd like to hear it. We'd like to read what's in his book, but I can actually say, comfortably say, that as a result, I am going to be not only providing the Midnight and Samara book, and I'm signing autographs this week and this next month, but I'm actually going to be coming out with a new book that is called Operation Copper Green, and Copper Green affects everybody. You know, within the sound of my voice, but Copper Green affects 167 countries, and I can actually hear Republican sphincters clamp down and tighten up when I say that word, Copper Green. Okay, so that's what I'd like to say right now as a public service. Thank you very much.
Well, okay, explain Copper Green. Give some details, and we'll cross-examine it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, the situation, let's see, today is Republican whistleblowers, okay?
Right.
The way the Republicans are attacking whistleblowers that have come out, and this includes the Ukrainian issue, this includes my issue, okay, of war crimes, and includes the enrichment of uranium that is happening right now with Iran. Iran is actually enriching on a higher spin basis, okay, saturation basis than it ever has before. So
right.
we have a situation that we are facing a disaster, a complete disaster.
Oh yeah, if they attack Israel. Israel has nukes in every capital in the world. Israel has space-based and other advanced weapons and weapons and missile defense systems. If Israel's attacked by Iran and by the Mahdi, which, by the way, the chief Mahdi that's the most dangerous guy in the world is the guy that's affiliated with Erdogan. His name is Adnan Oktar. I'm going to post it up in today's news. Adnan Oktar is a media guy. He's in Armani suits. This guy is on his show multiple hours a week, and he claims to be the final Mahdi going to be Islamify the world. People need to start grasping here. Turkey and Erdogan is probably the most dangerous leader, even more dangerous in some ways than the mullahs of Iran. People don't get this, do they?
Well, all I know is what I know from working with the Turks and the Kurds myself, personally
right.
working with them in the Ukraine,
right.
as they say. Okay. Now, yes,
right.
Erdogan is dangerous, but the thing is the situation with the Kurds is explosive and it's going to blow up in our face for mm-hmm. several reasons. Yes, the oil was important. Yes, of course it was. It's ridiculous to even state that. And
right.
we're looking like we have egg on our face. But as in first my book, you know, initially, I actually put that issue of the Kurds for a reason. Okay, when I was talking about, you know, my having to provide medical care for the Kurds, I'm talking
right.
about what was going on with the Kurds in Iraq, and also the oil fields
right.
that we are now positioning our people American military people to take care
right.
of. Okay. So yes, and so, but most people have no idea that that isn't that those that is that those oil fields are actually under control by the Kurds. Okay, the Kurds in several
right.
different countries, but they own that area, and they will do something desperate to hang on to those that oil. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now let me see. What can I say? All right.
Well,
now,
here's what I'd say. When we abandoned the Kurds, which is what Trump did, and allowed the Russians
yes.
to take our air base and the treaty within a week between Turkey, Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah and Russia, this is a catastrophe. And it puts the Israelis in danger. So within days, the Israelis are now planning on bombing with our weapons. We gave them in tanker bombers to fly all the way to the Bashar reactor and nuke one of the largest reactors on Earth with Israeli nuclear weapons. Now, if you think that this is not going to cause a catastrophe, because all the bioweapons that were bioprepared in the Soviet Union before the Soviet Union fell in 1989, they were transferred to Iran and to Syria. And these people, by the way, these countries are not stupid. I happen to know scientists from basically Iran. These are, by the way, Caucasian. The Medo-Persians are Caucasian. They're not Arabs. They're not stupid. Until the 70s, when we decided to Wahhabize and bring the Shah of, and bring the Ayatollah Khomeini in there and get rid of the Shah, they were a tourist site for Europeans. We destroyed Iran on purpose and brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini and even made sure we audio tape copied the tapes for him so we could take over as dictator. We created the weaponized superstate of Iran right now. We created them. So we wonder why they kind of jailed a number of our politicians for so many hundred days. We did everything. We even created ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's what's really disgusting about this. We create our enemies, and then we complain about it, right?
We just don't complain about it. We actually arm them, and we actually make massive amounts of money. As I have stated before, we have a program right now called, of all things, Mega Bucks for Megawatts, okay? And
really?
And the issue of that is that we have sent the technology to Iran, in
right.
not Syria, not Libya, anywhere else, but Iran, to
right.
actually generate and create specific types of weapons and also power generation. Okay,
right.
So
yeah, in other words, we were weaponizing and upgrading Iran to get ready for the final battles, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what
yeah.
we have here is Iran. It has been sponsored by us, the U.S., as in the Gibson Island Accords, and has had the most powerful families in the business, starting from the Rothschild family, starting from the Rockefeller family, okay, signing accords on Gibson Island there in the Chesapeake to provide, you know, not only power, as power as in a revenue generation
right.
capability, but also enriched uranium, okay, for producing weapons of
which is
of
part of the Russia of the uranium one thing where we gave not only ours but the American uranium, but also gave them weapon technology to the Iranians. I mean, this is nuts, isn't it?
Okay,
right.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody seems to have forgotten, and this is something that's near and dear to my heart.
Right.
They seem to have forgotten something called neutron weapons. Okay.
Right.
Yes, we developed those neutron weapons years ago, but it's funny how they, with the overthrow of the Shah of Iran, those weapons that were actually assembled in components were shipped to Iran, and they haven't gone away. Those weapons are there. They're available.
Hey, do you know who else has a lot of neutron weapons? Israel. In fact, their primary weapon in the battlefield, besides artillery shells, is neutron weapons in the battlefield, isn't it?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Lon had been dead for years before. And was the first priority that she had placed when she became the Prime Minister of Pakistan.
Yeah,
that's
why she was killed.
I saw the
attempt. We'll be right back. We've got a break now. So, yeah, Frank, that's important. Benazir Bhutto, you know all these facts. You're amazing. They tried to wipe your memory. They didn't do a very good job, did they?
Well, I am paying a price for it. I'm sorry for all the stuttering and stammering.
You need to let me help you. I'm an expert in functional integrative medicine and regeneration. What I want you to do is send me an email with what you're suffering, and I will start putting a starter protocol. I can even do what's called remote quantum scan. I'll do it free for you. You know what it means? I put on the helmet and hold the electrodes and put your birth date and your location and your name,
and God allowed me to actually act as a medical proxy for you, and your data will come out of my computer. Then I can order test kits to confirm it with blood tests and imaging studies to confirm everything that I suspect based on the quantum scan. Cool, hey?
Yes. By the way, when you have a chance to see that video of me, okay, I would greatly appreciate it.
How do I get it? Do I just go to RT?
Yes. Yes.
What do I do?
RT, Frank Gregory Ford, Midnight in Samara interview.
Okay. RT.
Yeah, it's about 8 days ago.
RT.com, right? Just RT.com.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then just go. It's just RT.com, right?
Right.
No, my internet's down, damn it. It's still down. I'll have to let it get it going later. It's a bit aggravating that they knocked out my internet. They did it yesterday for 4.5 hours last night.
No.
And now,
by the way, when my, several hundred people saw it, okay. Several people, I've been fielding calls for a long time now, last couple days, and the first thing they say is, what's wrong with this guy? We know he's very capable, but something's wrong with him. And that was confirmed when even my own sister called and said, what has happened? What is wrong? Okay. And so in the stuttering and
stammering.
Well,
I hear you're being stuttering and kind of, sometimes trying to stay on topic, right? Because you've been injured, right?
Right, certainly.
You're neurologically injured.
Oh, yes. Well, that what you're seeing and what you're hearing is the end result of the sodium amytal analog that was used. It's only used on intelligence people as an MK-Ultra derivative, all right? And that's why it was outlawed by the Nuremberg courts.
I mean, I got my internet back.
Oh, excellent.
Let me see what's going here. RT, let's see if it's working here. Look at that. Let's see if it can reconnect. Tomas, can you hear me? Maybe we'll try to see if we can reconnect to the audio. Let's just try it and see what the audio is like.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm going to keep my phone going so you need it. Okay, keep the phone on hold, but yeah. I'm hearing an echo, though. Can you stop the echo?
Deagle's going echo. Okay, echo's gone good. I can hear myself, though. I can still hear my voice coming through. So you got to switch it so it stops coming back to me. Let me hear Frank and not Dr. Bell. Okay, Tomas?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Frank.
I'm not getting any kind of feedback or squelch overload.
Can you hear me, though?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I want you to go ahead and it looks like we've got rid of the echo thing. Please continue. We've got about another 10 minutes left, so we can talk about this. Because you're talking about the lady of which country, and she actually talked about the death of Bin Laden. That died.
Yes.
What I heard is actually was in the French papers. He died in a renal dialysis unit a couple months before 9/11. Is that right?
That's correct. And Benazir Bhutto had actually won the re-election as Prime Minister of Pakistan. She had returned, to take the place of her father, her father who was the previous president, who had been actually hung and executed by Zia al-Huq. She was on ground. I saw this for a fact. I saw it happening. She stepped off the plane. She got into a limousine.
Wow.
An IED was detonated about 25 feet away. It knocked her down, and she got back up. She should have stayed down. She went about another 100 yards, and a sniper shot her through the chest.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so yes, and that was, and I know this, and I'll say this on the air, that was on orders of Dick Cheney. Okay,
Do you know what his name was in the White House?
Dick Cheney.
Yeah, his White House name actually. Remember, he ran. He didn't have six staff like most of the staff working for the president. He had 600 plus. His name in the White House was Prince of Darkness. He's, in other words, he's like Darth Vader. Son of a bitch. His name was Prince of Darkness in the White House.
Well, yes, I've heard that, but I've heard that it was Douglas Spieth who was the actual Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, I know, but this guy Dick Cheney is a very evil character. I mean, I know what accents he had where he blasted people in the face with shotguns and so on. I mean, he's done some bad things.
And those are his best friends.
And by the way, these are all hunting. And the other thing is this guy's had multiple heart transplants. He's like some kind of unbeatable monster. And I think it's the third heart transplant he's gone through because he's in terminal heart failure.
As I've said on other shows, somebody should have checked the murder blots in Washington and the surrounding areas. For a young 18-year-old athletes that were killed suddenly, murdered suddenly.
Right. So, okay, where do we go next? So here's what we have right now.
Yes.
Unless we get you and me and other experts that are intel people like Cody and people like John W. Springs, the whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Grenada and the La Rochelle Island and the Punta Huerte, Donald Trump's going to screw up. And if he does, even if we don't get the demon rats in, he's marching us over the cliff like lemmings to be vulnerable to Russian nukes that could take out our power grid or destroy our cities or military bases. It makes us vulnerable to world economic collapse where they bring in the mark of the beast system that can hack into consciousness. We are vulnerable to geoclimatic changes because these space-based weapons where they weaponize the weather in the atmosphere, they put thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum because they can not only move weather systems to cause drought and fires and have direct energy weapons in space but also in drones. There were so many drones up around Northern California, around Paradise last year.
Yes.
That my military contact friend said they couldn't even bring helicopters to drop fire retardant. I mean, people don't understand what's going on here. This is the end game. And it's like Mike Adams said, and others said on this Gen6Spud.com conference, which I have the 2018-2019, Gen6.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. They're terraforming the Earth for transdimensional entities from other worlds. They want to get rid of the human race. If you actually go to a website with a plan, my name called Deagle, DEAGEL.com, this military site, they plan on an 83% reduction by 2025, 5 years from now, of the U.S. population, and overall a world population reduction of 90%. They're planning on it. And they want no rural areas, no coastal areas. They want the remaining population of micro apartments in a super city where they're going to plan on dropping the world oxygen. So if you're not in a super city in a building, where the oxygen concentration, you can't go outside because you'll suffocate. And if you go outside because of the increased radiation from the destruction of the ozone layer, you'll get burnt. And that most of the biosphere is going to collapse because of what they plan on doing. They plan on using Project Scopex to reflect the sunlight and drop the carbon-based life forms on Earth. I'm not kidding you. This is all what they're planning. People can't believe it. They think, well, and there's the AOC, this brainless one from New York. They listen to these green agenda maniacs. All of them from the Democratic Party. I mean, Trump has got some things right, and he's good at trying to negotiate treaties, but he should be a lot tougher. If I was advising Trump, I'd freeze the bank accounts of all the oligarchs and all the PLA. I'd seize the weapons in La Rochelle Island and the South China Sea. I would close down the oil transfer to Cuba from Venezuela and oil from Iran. I would use space-based weapons to take out the drug cartels that are generating the carfentanil in China. People need to understand we should put up what we call advanced drones right now, and we do have killer robots and advanced drones. We can just go in there and start killing the drug cartels. Why wait for the head of Mexico to go after the drug cartels? They're international enemies. We should start killing them now. Don't give them another moment to breathe. Space, every weapon we have that's, you know, advanced 21st century, hit them on it hard. Don't give them a warning. Just go in and kill them quick. What do you think?
Well, let me see. First of all, we need to figure out what's going on with our laws, and we need to figure out what's happening with our courts. Okay.
Well, the courts are screwed right now. Since 1933, when we went into bankruptcy, they've actually suspended the Constitution. People don't know that. The Constitution is in people's hearts, but actually, the courts and the lawyers are all part of it. Because remember, in 50-some nations, they have what's called a bar association. You know what that stands for? They're British Authorized Registry. Every single person that's gone to law school anywhere in the Western world, first and second world, is a member of a secret order. Every single one of them. They're all a member, even if they've not gotten inducted into a specific thing like Phi Chi, which is some of my friends back in law school were a member, like my cousin. Every one of them is in a bar association, even in Russia or China or anywhere. And they're the ones that our politicians are steering their politics and their laws. Because it's the courts. You have three boxes. You've got the cartridge box, the voters box, and the legal box of the courts. And we've lost the courts because we don't have pro se litigant actors. That's why I pushed this course called How to Win in Court with Dr. Fred Graves, which we have available on the bottom by Shop by Products links. People think by electing politicians are going to change things. Our constitutional republic is a farce, isn't it? And you know, Donald Trump is disrupted enough just by wanting to do some things right. You know, if he had lost, for example, the second half of his first term in office, Trump would brought in things to help save the middle class from economic devastation, because if they pop the economy in the next year or two, most of the people with savings or equity in their homes aren't they?
It's history.
Yeah. Nobody's not just like 1929 when that happened. My grandfather told me when I was just 14 and why they did it. There was big banks and the globalists decided to pop the economy. It was all by design. It didn't just happen. And people jumped out the ice floor window themselves because they didn't realize it was there were designers that actually were creating the disaster of 1929 and the collapse. You know, it's all tied to World War One and Two. It's designed when they killed the Archduke Ferdinand and how they actually funded Adolf Hitler. I mean, the Thule Society, when they transferred those agents, not only the scientists for the space program, but also all the agents that later became our OSS and our CIA and NSA. We didn't win the war, the Second World War. We lost it to the Thule Society that took over the guts of our agencies, I call the Fourth Arm of Government. That's why Brennan and Clapper will threaten Trump and say, yeah, we have half a dozen ways of getting you. The reason is the deep state, which they worship, is the world government. It's been that way for a long time, almost a century now, isn't it? The deep state.
Now, last time we spoke, Bill, I spoke to you about my source, who you were, I was hoping you would look him up, okay, have your technical people do a history check on him. That was Edmund Musée, Dr. Musée.
Dr. Musée, how do you spell Musée? Just give me his name, because my internet's
working. Okay, yes. Edmund and Musée, it sounds French, but it's actually Latvian, M-U-S-E with a caret over the E.
M-U-N-E, is it M-U-N-A?
M-U-S-E.
M-U-S-E.
Okay. And the reason why I say Dr. Musée is because he is the father of Unchained Nuclear Action, which gave...
You told me. I got it here. Musée right. And Edmund Wilson, yeah. Musée and Edmund Wilson, I got it. Yeah, I understand, because you know I have a background in nuclear physics, right?
Right, absolutely. That's why I'm telling you.
We're going to shoot some video after the show. Let's do some video. I'm going to go open up my live stream. Well, I'm going to give you a call in a minute, because we had some audio problems with our studio. Thank you, Tomas. We managed to beat it for the last segment. People out there, please listen. Hopefully you'll be able to discern what we've said, because obviously the NSA doesn't want us to have internet or broadcasting. Thank you, Frank. We'll be back here, I think, next week.